Are you looking for a money reset? With the new year upon us, the Jill on Money podcast is here to help you take control of your financial life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time. By the way, we can't break this couple up, right?
No.
For great mate.
We'll get the sun and that sun. We'll get on the straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
Talked a little too long there, didn't
we? Yeah. That's right, Slacker. They're already divorced, so we can't split them up. But Mark and Danielle are here to talk about custody.
Jesus, we are not remotely qualified for what we're... Okay.
Yeah.
Yai. Danielle, you get to go first, so go ahead.
Yai. I'm happy to be here. Okay, so, like, all right, the issue that I have is that I have my 7-year-old son, like, during the week.
Okay.
You know, the whole week. And Mark only gets him on the weekend, you know? And then when he gets him, he barely spends any time with him. He's just kind of, like, pushing him off.
Pushing him off on whom? Like a babysitter or like a daycare center? Where?
Well, okay. It's 2 days. And when he does get him and I get my son back, he says like he spent most of the weekend with like his grandparents. He's like pushing him off on his mom and dad.
Okay.
Okay.
And
you don't like that?
Well, I mean, I just feel like if we're doing this co-parenting thing, like we're newly divorced, I get it. But if we're going to do this co-parenting thing and he's like, what is he doing? What is he off? Like, are you like going on dates and stuff? The thing is, he's even spending time, like spending a night at his grandparents' house. So like for
your son
only
is.
2
okay.
days.
Mm. So you think... I want to summarize your thing before we talk to him. You think when he co-parents, that means he has to parent during that time. Co-parenting to you means he needs to punch a clock, like as you drop the kid off.
Hold on, you're being a bit leading.
No, but I'm saying, like, that's his time when he's parenting. Does he ask you what you do with the kid during the week?
No, because I'm the full-time parent.
Okay.
I mean, of course, I'm doing the parental thing for 5 days out of the week.
Okay, let's just get him in here. Mark?
Yai.
Thanks for coming on the air with this awkwardness. Why don't you want to see your kid?
Well, that's not the case. First of all, Danielle she's not telling the truth. This is what she's talking about, what she's told you guys. It's just not accurate, you know? Yes, she's full-time during the week, Monday through Friday. I have the weekends. It's my only chance I have to be with my, you know, the only chance I have to be with my son, you know? And I think what happens is, I think Danielle is sort of like trying to play like PI or detective. I think she still really wants to be in my life. So what she does at, when my son gets home after the weekend, she badges him into like telling her information about me.
Okay,
and
are you saying your son is lying, or do you drop your kid off at your parents' house
every weekend?
Here's the truth of the matter. He comes to my house on the weekends. My grandparents live across the street from where I live. His grandparents, my mom and dad live right across the street. So yes, I admit there have been some times and he has spent the night over his grandparents' house. It's sometimes the only chance, you know, they have a chance to be with him. So what's the harm in that? I don't understand.
I don't think there's a harm necessarily.
It's how often is he there? And especially how often is he sleeping over?
Well, I mean, he has spent a weekend with them because they're great, you know, and Danielle knows my mom and dad are great people. They, you know, they will take them out. Don't you want to be with your son? No, but this is not all the time. She's acting like this is happening all the time. That is not the case. Yes, they have spent time together, but it's not an every weekend thing.
Okay, she acts like
I don't want to spend time with them, and that's just not the truth.
I don't feel like we're qualified, so maybe listeners are qualified to like be the impartial. So 303-222-5423. Like, pick a side here. I think one of the questions is it any of her business?
I don't.
What happens on the weekend?
Well, if something bad was happening to the son, yes. But
spending time with family, is that bad?
Probably not. But I do think when you have like young children and in a divorce, don't you kind of have to know what's going on?
Sure. Do we think Mark doesn't know? I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I feel as a dad, if all I got was 2 days, I would spend 48 hours. But also, it sounds like Mark, I'm fighting the Danielle urge to go, hey, Mark.
What were you doing?
What are you doing? But it's like, it's none of my business. If he chooses to go back to college during that time or sleep with someone, it's none of our business, you guys. Do we get to police how he parents his child? And if parenting his child means someone else parenting his child? Or do we, like...
But what is
the point in joint custody if he's not doing it?
Right, like he should be spending more time with him. Mm-hmm. But if he
legally
is...
Legally or morally?
All the above, I think.
I don't think legally it makes any difference. I don't...
Really?
It's like, hey, from the moment you drop him off, I could fly to Chicago or I could drop him in my parent... It doesn't matter. Or does it?
I mean, you know how I am with my kids. I'm with them all the time, as often as I can. But I am struggling as my kids are getting older of like, there are some times where my son kind of wants to play by himself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like as a good dad, I kind of got to let him be by himself, even though I want to go, but I should be around you every second. Like, cause I want to soak in as much as I can, but it's that weird balance. And maybe they just have different styles of parenting where she's like,
is this the son's choice to go to grandma and grandpa's or is it?
I just have to ask Daniel one question. He made a little accusation there. Like, do you feel like you're being, he's like, you just want to know, are you badgering this kid when he gets home to go, where was daddy?
Of course not. He walks in and goes,
I spent the whole weekend with grandma.
Yeah. He's like, I hung out with grandma and grandpa again this weekend. And it's like, okay, what are you doing with your son? Are you throwing a football with him?
Does he come in unprompted and say that? Or do you go, what did you do this weekend? Because I'm going to tell you this,
but
as a person.
Aren't you allowed to ask?
Kind of, but it gets, I'm telling you, you go through a divorce and you get in that, the curiosity. It's like, hey, what'd you guys do this weekend? And it's like, we went, and it's like, then you're going to ask who all was there. You're not allowed, like, you got to not ask questions. Joint parenting means, hey, you came home, looks like no burns, no broken bones, we're good. Whatever you did is what you did.
How was your weekend? Like, how was your weekend?
I know, but you've seen.
It does feel like it'd be slippery to get in the who was there.
I had to learn, like, I'm a very curious person, and it's none of my business what she's doing. If she decides to go out on dates every single night of the week, my ex-wife, while she has my kids, I don't need to know. It's none of my business.
But there's a difference in asking, like, how was your weekend? Like, what'd you do? Maybe you played doctor, so we're not going to play doctor now. Why don't we play astronauts? Like, just a compare. There's a healthy comparison there.
I know.
Also, why wouldn't a young kid want to tell his mom, oh, I saw my grandparents this weekend?
I just don't think a seven-year-old, like, that's their first thing. They're just like, it's awesome.
Or a seven-year-old is like, I don't see dad that much.
I don't think a seven-year-old says that. I don't.
I do.
I think a seven-year-old would. My three-year-old nephew says, I'm at Papa's house all the time, every day. Because that's where he goes.
All right, Danielle, Mark, hang on. We're going to get a jury for you and you can argue with them next. Hang on. I don't know. It's just morally,
I don't think he's doing the right thing.
But if he works during the week, I'm not defending him. But if he works during the week, and this is his only chance to date, then he can't date until the kid is 20?
Or maybe just like once every other week?
I don't.
I agree with Erica that I don't think morally he's doing the right thing, but is that kind of the deal you sign when you divorce of just like, I'm going to do what I, and you're going to do what you, and that's
And it sucks. And it's none of your business as long as it's not harming your kid. And your point is, it is harming. No, it's not.
It might be.
It's not, though. It's
psychologically not to spend no time with your dad at 7 years old.
Do you think, is there a chance she's exaggerating that?
Maybe, but he didn't really refute it well.
He said they're right across the street.
But also, you're like, oh, if he works all week and this is the only chance he has to date. This is the only chance he has with his son.
Yeah. It's the only chance they have, though, too, right? Because like, I don't think she's given up.
Yeah, she's not driving him over there on a Tuesday.
Right. So they want to see him, too. I don't know how like overbearing they are.
Yeah.
All right.
This, I don't want to defend him either.
I don't know how to summarize it, but like, she has the kid during the week. He has him on the weekends, but she says you're not spending enough time. We don't know who's telling the truth here, but is there a right side in this? 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate between Danielle and Mark. Don't sweat it. They cannot possibly break up.
Right. They've already done that.
Yeah.
They are divorced. They have a parenting program that's a little strange, but I guess it's kind of old school. She has the kids during the week. Mm-hmm. He has them on the weekends. And apparently their seven-year-old is saying, well, when I'm with dad, I'm really with grandma and grandpa.
Not great.
But he's saying grandma and grandpa live across the street. He spends the night there sometimes, but this is all overblown and whatever. The real question is, does she have any right to know what happens during his time? Right. And can it be called parenting time if he's not actually parenting?
And we're kind of saying morally, shouldn't he be with his kid? Question mark.
Mark, do you feel like you're parenting?
I think I am. My parents are not, it's not an overreach thing, but you know, if you guys have kids, right?
Yes.
A 7 year old. My parents look forward to seeing him on the weekend.
Of course. Okay? As should you.
And they spoil him to death. Yeah. He's going to Walmart. He's getting football. He's
I know, but why aren't
back.
You doing any of these things? That's what I think I'm struggling with.
I do. I'm just trying to balance between their visits and my visits. This kid has it all. It's, he's going to his grandparents' house. And if you guys have kids,
yes,
my parents bought him the latest video. He's got every video game possible.
But does he have a dad who's around?
Okay. But that's none of our business, you guys.
It's not. I do think the mom is allowed to worry about her child's well-being.
Now, when you get a divorce, I'm just saying, because I was Danielle going, you know, like I want to know, did you spend time with mom? But then it feels like I'm asking questions. Right. What did she do?
Sure.
And Danielle full on said, I don't know if he's on dates. Then that's, it doesn't matter if he's on dates.
It doesn't.
Steph?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
Okay, so unfortunately, I'm on his side, and that's because he really legally, she has no say in how he uses his parenting time. If they go to court, a judge will say, you cannot dictate how he uses his parenting time. Mm-hmm. Now, is it morally right? No, he should be spending, if he only gets his kid on the weekends, he should be spending that time with his kid. Like, sacrifice your personal time for a while and spend that time with your kid.
But you get it. We all agree.
Like, I'm divorced, so I know. Like, and with me, like, my son goes to his dad every other weekend, and I'm remarried now. But like at first it was really, really hard, and she deserves to know like how his weekend went and like who he's spending his time with. Mm. But
who the son is, not Mark. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So the son, if he's like, I'm spending all my time with grandma and grandpa, she has no say in the fact that he's spending all his time with grandma and grandpa, because the court will say that's his time. That's how he's choosing to spend it. Unfortunately, you have no business in that time.
Even if the 7-year-old son says he's spending all his time, we spend a lot of time with Sally. It's like, who cares? Yeah. It doesn't matter.
And
if he's dating Sally now, he's dating Sally now. No, you may not like that he's introduced the kid to a new woman, but...
No, but can you legally, immediately,
we're divorced,
no...
I can do whatever I want.
Okay. I didn't know if that was true.
Yeah, there's no, like...
But there's still like a safety security thing.
Sure, but it's not legal.
Right.
Like, you can do whatever you want. Like, we all have this conundrum right now where, like, Mark, we don't really like you, but we think you might be right.
Well, I'll be honest, and I have been honest here, but here's the deal, too. Okay, I'm juggling the fact that I'm, you know, trying to be the best dad I can with my son twice, you know, 2 days out of the week. But also, you know, I'm a newly single guy, you know, so I'm trying to find the balance there.
But Mark, that's none of our, like, listen, dude, I appreciate the honesty, but it's none of Danielle's business and it's none of our business. Like, it really isn't. Like,
I agree.
Let's get a couple more people in here. Jody?
Oh.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Oh, I said yay. You didn't hear me.
Oh, we didn't. Yeah. Okay, yay.
All right, I'm on her side because when my ex-husband and I got divorced, he got lots of work on the weekends in the summer, and he would get sitters for them, but it would be like his girlfriend at the time or maybe one of his friends.
Doesn't matter.
To me it did, because it's like, why can't they just stay home then? I mean, if
sure,
they have to stay with
it, doesn't matter. Like,
know.
I get that.
Dang, that's so true.
You can be morally outraged by it. I can't believe this girlfriend's giving him food.
No, but it's like, if he's not going to be there, why can't mom just keep them? Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No, I mean, exactly. It sucks.
It does suck. Really sucks.
Because there's someone who wants to spend time with this kid.
Yeah.
And
but also, if you're a really good co-parent, I think you give the other parent the chance to have them.
Yeah.
Let's get Lori in here real fast. Lori?
Yes.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
Danielle's
kind of like,
no.
Well, I know. Hold on, Mark. Because here's the deal. Well, I think Danielle is totally right that her ex-husband should hang out with the son. Danielle, I'm sorry to say, but with that divorce also comes you divorcing the ability to control him anymore. So as long as he's not dropping your son off at a crackhead's house.
Then it sounds to me like you're on Mark's side.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with her. I'm divorced, so I get it. You're like, why wouldn't you want to hang out with
your
kids?
You agree with you, but you know he's right in the eyes of the law.
Legally.
Else is there controlling our actions? Yes, morality should.
Yes, morality.
But it doesn't matter. Morality, I don't know how to tell you this.
I suppose bad morals is why you get divorced.
Yeah.
I'm divorced twice,
no,
Erica.
No, sorry, I'm not in this situation.
Oh my God, dude. So he won, right? What's text look like?
Texts are pretty like legally.
Half a point on each one.
Okay, no, but what texts are leaning which way?
Him. Legally. Morally, they hate him.
Morally, me.
Danielle. You lost. And Erica and I are going to step outside of the studio.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
All right, listen. Doing the news or nope thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've added the no.
I know.
Just on the first one.
And texters are
just
not.
Just one.
They're not feeling it.
Texters are not into
just
it.
Just the one.
I don't know if it's.
And here's what I'm going to say. I personally think it still should be in there, but it should be subtle, like.
No.
Just like a little no, right? Okay.
You're
okay.
Asking a lot of like
just
not
listen to me.
Musically
we got
trained
this.
People.
But erase what I just said. Because this texture made me mad, I want the louder than the no on this one. Just today. It's like, no. Like
okay.
That.
Okay.
Okay.
Hit and pull back.
Hit and.
He
hit
is
it and quit.
Trained. No, but hold on.
Hit it.
Hold on.
Quit it.
No.
That's the first one.
News.
Our only real hope.
That was what I just saw.
That was such a jump scare.
It was.
Know this, you troll of a texter. You got to me one time.
Look,
I'm gonna try to keep perfecting it, mm-hmm. but don't. Don't tell me I don't understand musicality.
They weren't
that's
even
normal.
Being
it's
mean.
Very, it's very opera. It's like you don't just go no. Like in opera, they'd be like mm-hmm. Oh no. They
yeah,
would
but
do
we're
that.
We're not doing opera.
We kind of are though.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Wait, why forget what this is?
Diddy.
Oh my God, it's a Diddy!
Diddy.
Occasional Diddy Dirt.
Diddy.
Diddy.
Occasional Diddy Dirt.
Oh, how did it end?
This was it.
Oh, but then there was something like a yeah or something. Oh, wasn't there?
Sure.
Okay, it's occasional Diddy Dirt. ODD.
Inside. Non.
Oh my God, news or nope.
I'm not even sure how many of these words I'm allowed to say, so we're going to be careful here. But Diddy's attorneys are trying to appeal his sentence.
Okay.
He was sentenced to 50 months, and they're saying that's too long. It shouldn't be that long, which is that.
Yeah, like, the whole trafficking and blah. I need less time for that.
Well,
drugging people.
Now they're saying, hold on. Those freak offs weren't bad, they were just. Amateur.
Poor adult.
Porn.
What?
Yeah. Mm. And I'm like, hey guys.
What?
Does that make it better?
But you'd be signing contracts
if
and
the
like.
If the people weren't aware that they were being filmed, it doesn't seem like they always knew.
Probably sign NDAs though, which could look like filming contract.
Or an NDA could like secretly, you know, somewhere in there it's.
You're
going to
be photographed and.
And just saying it's amateur mean there wasn't necessarily money exchanged either? Is that because I would think you'd have to pay?
I suppose they said freak offs and hotel nights were highly choreographed bleep performances involving the use of costumes, role play, and staged lighting.
This is something ChatGPT gave them. Like this, this is not a legal defense.
How to get out of
Which were filmed so Combs and his girlfriends could watch this amateur corn later. What are we doing?
What are we doing, bro? If this was your defense, you should have done that then.
Oh, and they're claiming that it's protected by the First Amendment.
Oh, for the love.
Corn production and viewing of this sort. Okay.
It was fun to sing the song, though, wasn't it?
It sure was. It sure was.
Okay, all right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good news. Michael J. Fox is not dead.
I'd heard that. What? It was like
there was a Billboard, TMZ, I don't know, article that went out of like remembering Michael J. Fox's career. Like it was a very leading title. And they were like, no. This was like an old article that, you know,
because
we were just looking back.
Last they were looking, Because I just did this with Lamar Odom. You know, there's a Netflix special called The Life and Death of Lamar Odom. And I was like, I'm like, oh my God, when did he die?
He didn't.
But he did.
Kind of.
Several times when he OD'd, he was dead. But it's like the most misleading title of the thing. And I think that's the same thing that happened.
Exactly.
With
Michael J. Fox actually tweeted, kind of poking fun a bit of like, what do you do when you find out you're dead? Do you pour hot water on yourself to try to, like, do you freak out? What? And
oh
he ended
that's
up saying
really
he's
weird.
Fine. He actually recently went to, there was like a shrinking thing.
Oh, yeah.
He was Paley Fest.
Oh, Paley Fest. Yeah, he was in this season of Shrinking.
Yeah, so he surprised everyone. Sort of. It's really cute.
Okay.
That is
God. He looks so rough. I feel terrible for what he's going through.
But he has, like, the best attitude.
He really
does.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm glad he's alive.
This never happens. Good evening. I'm afraid TX's not going to do this, and this has to get out.
Okay.
What if he was going to do it?
If you're going to do this, don't be mad at me.
Okay.
Recently on the program, we featured Hard Mountain Dew. Hack slammed one. We almost killed Aaron with one.
I actually never tried one.
But it doesn't have gluten or it does?
It doesn't. I got concerned because it said beer on the bottle and most of the time beer on the can. And most of the time beer has gluten. So, but then I Googled it and it was like, no, it's gluten free.
Okay. Are you nervous at all about what I'm talking about?
No, it's not.
Okay, great. The purple stuff.
Oh,
Sunny D purple.
What?
Is the only Sunny D worth drinking.
Okay.
Right?
What?
That's
regular
crazy.
Sunny D is trash.
I
but
don't
Sunny
know if
D
I've
purple, the purple stuff.
Tried
oh my
that.
God.
I've never
you remember
seen
the commercials?
It.
They'd be like, pass the purple stuff. They would go,
It was in like the old commercials and he was like reaching into the fridge and then he got a Sunny D instead, right?
Yes. But like there is a now Sunny D purple alcoholic drink.
What?
The vodka seltzer.
Yes.
Why didn't you bring it in?
Yeah.
I looked for it on my way in. It was just like a hard D. It's hard to find the hard
on.
D.
Hold
do. Hard do. Sometimes it's hard to say
do. I've seen the regular one. before, but I think Purple just came out.
Is it? Is Purple Grape? I've never seen it before. Oh my gosh.
Maybe there really wasn't Purple stuff and they're just playing off the commercial. I could be wrong.
That's what it is.
We got some this stuff. We got some Purple stuff.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Those are the commercials.
Yeah. So Sunny D is embracing the Purple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the Purple stuff and they're adding booze to it.
Whoa.
So here's my proposal to the room.
I'm in.
There is a holiday coming up soon, a 3-day weekend. What's the next one? Memorial?
Mother's?
No, it's a 3-day weekend. Memorial's the next one.
Yeah.
The Friday before, we get our buddies at CSP or Adams County or whatever. We come in and we do our like semi-annual, we get hammered on the air and teach you how little you have to drink before you would get a DUI. And some of us are on Sunny D Purple stuff. That's
great. Wow. Yes, please.
Tiak gets the hard D.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Yeah. And then Sunny D.
And yes.
Okay.
All right, I just wanted to get that out.
That's great. No.
Wait, is it the CSP? Is that who we get? Colorado State Patrol.
I think that's what we got last time. We got Trooper Lewis. No, Trooper Lewis was being boozled. I forgot who we got. I'm so sorry.
I think we got Adams County.
Adams County.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. That's what it was.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
The Denver Nuggets are on a 10-game winning streak. The longest streak that since Nikola Jokic has been drafted. They won last night to make it 10. They've got 2 games left of the season, so they're peaking at the right time. And I just want to say, Jamal Murray, we're all a fan in this room.
He's a delicious human being.
For many different reasons.
I mean, I think he's a great basketball player, but even as a straight male, wow, is he handsome.
Yeah.
And he did the post-game interview. He's been having a great season. He was an all-star for the first time in his career this year. And so he's like the story of the year. He's playing out of his mind. And so they interviewed him after the game last night, and they asked him, you know, you've been playing so well. What have you proven to the league this season? And there are so many cliche answers you could give. Well, my teammates trust me every night. Sure. You could say, I've always played well. I knew I could play. Like, there's so many ways he could go. He made me want to run through a brick wall last night because the reporter asked him, what have you proven to the league this year? And he said, nothing. That was his answer.
I've just always been doing it.
Winning the championship, or we're not proving anything.
Oh. Wow.
We haven't done anything yet. Game's not over. Season's not over.
I love it.
Playoffs aren't over. I would die for you, Jamal Murray. Let's go.
And let's all run through it. But first, some Purple stuff.
Yeah.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
What is the word that you can't say in front of your dog? All dogs have those words,
right?
W. Okay.
For sure.
Because I realized.
And I have a friend who comes over and says W, and I, like, it's Ben. Ben, you're in. God.
He does it on purpose. He walks in and he's like,
hey, when was the last time you had a.
He W's in. But I'm realizing that.
The weird thing is, if you just say that word in a sentence, like I was walking to my friend's house, nothing. But if you go Moxie and then say the W word, you have to go.
Okay, yeah. We have developed a secret language in our household.
Because you can't say T.
That's the one that gets...
He's a little dumb with T.
Really?
He knows F. He's got a couple Fs. F for OOD.
Oh.
Or F for ETCH.
Oh.
We realized just this morning that he knows ETCH.
Hey, guys, I don't think they're listening.
No, but here's the thing. But other people's dogs, they might have a dog in the car. And if you just start doing it, that's not fun.
And if you do it in the tone.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll do it. You want to go for a walk?
Oh, God. You just made so many dogs mad.
But I am curious. 303-222-5423. What those words are in your household? Because we recently discovered, too, he knows daycare.
Oh, cute. Wow.
I looked at him and I said, do you want to go to daycare? And it was like, until we got there, he was like ripping his way to go into.
He loves daycare.
He loves daycare.
And you were so worried.
I know.
That's got to be such a load off of you, though.
It's the best. And then he comes home and he sleeps all night. He like, the minute he gets home, he's on the couch, passed out.
Oh, I love that.
And then sleeps all night and lets me sleep in. It's the best thing in the world.
Does he know the V word? You know where he stays by the front door?
Oh, man.
They know the V word or the D word.
The V word where they stay by the front door? Where,
Swanson.
Swanson in particular lays by the front door when he's at the place where he gets shot.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I don't think he knows that word yet.
Because he just somehow knows. Like, they know, wait, this is a Thursday and I would never, wait, this is a Tuesday, I would never, this is a Saturday. Like, yeah. They go, wait, because like.
No, he doesn't know till we get there because B-word and daycare, same place.
Oh.
Which is, I'm realizing, beyond cruel.
Oh my God, this is going to be so fun. What?
Right.
It's
right.
The, oh, wow.
Yeah.
What are the other words?
Yeah, I was like, your dogs must have words.
Are you vasectomy? What's the V?
Vet.
Vet. What's the T word? Is it
treat?
Okay.
Now he hates his dog so much he doesn't even know the words.
Slow down.
Oh, it's my God. I guarantee you the exact same thing happens at his house. He just doesn't know it.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
Well, no, it's not about the dogs. Like, Angie's got to walk around and go like, don't say the C word. And they're like, Mom, we would never. And it's like, Culver's.
Right, right. Because then he's like, get in the car right now.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
We want to talk about find it and kept it or found it and gave it back. So we kind of want to, even if you just found something and you just morally just right away gave it back, we're going to have you tell your story of what you found and we're going to stop you.
Okay.
And we're going to try to figure out what we would do,
mm-hmm.
and then what you did. And then you can tell the rest of your story.
Okay.
Like, here's an example. Some of the people in this room know, but like, we know somebody who is taking a vacation on a beach.
Okay.
And one day, some of the people she was vacationing with came up and said, there's boxes on the shore. There's boxes. And she went running over.
Why were they talking like that?
Because they were a child.
Oh.
There's boxes on the shore. That. There were boxes. I thought it was obvious. Yeah. They were either talking to a dog. There's boxes on this. Like, come here.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So there's boxes. She goes over to check out the boxes and bale after bale of tightly packed marijuana is rolling onto the shore in Florida on their little vacation.
And then this is where we go, okay, stop.
Yes. So it's like, there is a market that makes that very valuable.
So much
or
work.
If you like weed, maybe keep a couple bundles.
Sure.
Like it's on the beach in Florida, so there is a fairly obvious backstory.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like a smuggling operation went south. Some of the bundles fell off, whatever the thing.
Okay.
What? Okay, Hack is doing
what?
You good, man?
We know what you like.
I would probably call police and get it sent away.
Yeah.
No part of you was going to keep any of. What if it was bundles of money? Because what if it was the return trip back?
It's
to
just like way wherever. Too public to take it.
Money, yeah, but that I wouldn't want it.
But either
I wouldn't
way,
want anyone coming looking for me or
oh,
it.
But so
true.
The money, if they're looking, they see you with the money. So you would keep the money, or you would keep the
I
pot?
Would keep the money. Yeah,
but
you
if they're
think, but what if there's people around who watch you keep the money,
or if they're offshore going, one of the bundles fell off. Look at that Dave Grohl right. Costco looking dude. Yeah.
You should put a shirt on.
I don't think
we'll
I could
let him keep the money. Maybe he can get plastic surgery. Yeah.
Think
terrible.
It through.
It's not out. No, so
I
would
think I would
nobody
return
would
all
it.
Of it. Or yeah. No,
yeah,
he well, would keep the money.
I would keep the money. Yeah, that's right.
He's serious.
What? You would still keep the money. This woman worked for Children's Hospital and she was on a trip with the kids, so she unfortunately kept all the weed and got all the kids high. No, she gave it all back. She called the police and she gave it back.
Yeah.
So, but you get the idea, right? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fun.
There was a Chick-fil-A employee who found $10,000 in the bathroom.
How? Why? You know?
That's a great question.
I have walked around with $10,000 in cash.
Why?
Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. But so
you had to get cash.
If you went to eat before and it fell out of your pocket,
if those
you not notice that.
I'm going to tell you this, like you, like as a guy, remember going to prom and you pay and you checked your wallet 4,000 times. Imagine I have a 10,000 in cash.
No way.
It's maddening.
I don't think I could leave the house.
When I didn't get tickets, I drove straight to a Chase bank and I just put it in. Let's just let it go back in the ATM. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's so much. But like, what would you do if you found... I think we know the answer of Chick-fil-A because there's a news story about it.
Mm-hmm.
If a Chick-fil-A employee found $10,000 and kept it, I don't think we would know.
I would keep it, but wait until someone reaches out and they're like, hey, I dropped $10,000.
Let me ask
but
you
if
this.
They don't reach out, it's mine.
But what if they do reach out and it's like, T-Yak, it's like, you good? Like, a dude, like if a grandma, yeah, like.
Just some fatso.
I didn't say that, but I'm saying, what if it was like, if a grandma comes in and is like, I had my, all my pension. Like, you're going to be like, oh my God, here, I found it. But if it's a D-bag comes in like, bruh, I think I lost.
Keep it for even a moment. There's also cameras. You could probably figure out who went to the bathroom. Yeah. Like, I just couldn't.
Ooh.
But handing that over to Lost and Found or handing it over. Look, I think the police are wonderful people, but it's like, I always have it in my head. Like when you take something to airport security, it's like, hey, I found this. They're like, cool. I found this Nintendo Switch too. And they're like, okay.
Like, I'm looking for the person.
I don't think at Chick-fil-A.
No, Chick-fil-A is a different animal.
Right. So it's like if I found $10,000, like.
On a street?
Yeah, maybe that'd be different. But like if there was any chance of someone coming back and being like, oh my gosh, that's too much money.
Yeah, it's a lot.
$100?
But if they don't come back.
I don't know. They're gonna though.
But what if it's a big fatso like T-Mac?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I did not call you that.
Double Chick-fil-A.
All right. So if you found something epic or weird or whatever, we'd love to hear what it was, but stop your story so we guess if you kept it or not. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
If anyone was at Foreplay this weekend.
Did you find something?
And they found some keys. Can you please return them?
You're saying right. You lost your keys?
My boyfriend did. Yeah, he's been working on a spare. They're actually currently at Egbert and 9th. Is that? Oh, that's what
so somebody's going around with them?
Yep.
Do you think they don't know that they have them?
No, I think they know.
So do you think they're...
And they're waiting for
us. Do you
want
to say what kind of car it is?
I don't know.
No, his car. Well, Jesus, yeah, Aaron.
Sorry.
I don't know.
I don't know what they're in right now. Like, what kind of car
Mercedes,
is it?
Mercedes,
so do you think they're driving around just Mercedes and going, waiting for it to open?
No way.
One?
You wouldn't want it anyway. It's a piece of crap. It's not like a good one. It's an old one.
But if you found keys are nothing. Like, you're not going to keep keys. If you
someone
found, like,
did.
No, yeah, that is shady. That is shady.
What if you found keys and the car was right outside?
I'm not going to steal a car.
No.
I'm going to say this. 25 years ago, found it and kept it is a different scenario because there's just less cameras.
True.
Yeah.
Now, like, where are you where you're not on a camera somewhere? Even if you think there's no cameras here, is there a house across the street? Do they have a Ring doorbell?
Totally.
You're screwed, dude.
Yeah. Even like you said, the Chick-fil-A bathroom, you probably know who is not.
You can, like, track and narrow it down.
Yeah.
They don't have a camera in the bathroom.
No, but like in
that hall outside.
What if you found, this was something we got when we did this a long time ago, somebody dropped a bunch of Christmas presents in the middle of the road. You're never going to be able to find
wrapped?
Them. Yes, they were in a bag.
Ooh.
Like it fell off a Santa's sleigh directly.
How long did they wait?
They're just driving down the road. They see this bag. They pull over, they pick it up, and they're like, what are you going to sit there on the side of the road waiting for somebody to double back?
Probably.
Ooh.
But if you just leave it there, someone else is going to find it, and they're going to take it.
I would leave it. I couldn't take it. I couldn't live with myself.
Brighton High School. I just Googled it. Cool. Thank you.
What?
Whoever is going to return them.
They're
where the keys are.
Okay.
9th and Egbert is, sorry.
I would keep them, and I would donate the presents that I didn't want to try to absolve my guilt, but I would keep. Because there's no trace.
Do you understand?
How would you get them back?
But what if it's like a family that just can't afford to replace them, which is most families?
But how would you find them? I'm sure you could get the news out and work as a community to find
them. Social media, you could probably find the person.
Yeah.
It's a project.
I haven't answered any of these.
It's a better project than selling weed.
It's Christmas. Come on.
I'm just going to say, it's almost nothing I could find that I wouldn't keep.
What?
Yeah,
there's almost nothing you could find that I would keep.
I know. That's why I think we do good on a show together because I am I am keeping all of it. Yeah. And I don't care what happens to me. I'm good with it.
Okay. That just seems like bad karma.
It is.
So you're wearing like extra small shirts.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. What about and they're dog? Like kid shirts or like Care Bears, and I don't care. What like about it's obviously not for me.
Huh? A dog, no collar, no microchip.
I'm not, well, I might. If I feel like somebody abandoned the dog, I might keep it.
But how do you know? What if they have a microchip? You have to go take them in first.
Would it, you find there's no microchip?
If I found a dog, I'd throw it up on the Facebook thing in my neighborhood and goes, so you're missing this thing. But I put a little disguise on him, but weird little glasses.
Yeah.
And they're like, nope, my dog doesn't have glasses. I'm like, oh, I guess I have a new dog.
Okay. Okay.
Tell us the amazing things you found, and I'll tell you if I would have kept it. Answer, yes. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have established that I am a terrible person.
Oh, we knew that.
No, but this is a while. I'm really not. Okay, we're doing found it and we're guessing if you kept it or not. But like, I do. I will say this. I have found an envelope with cash in it, but it also had some checks in it.
Oh.
And the checks were made out to a person.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, I can find this person. So I did. They got their checks back.
We do have a text really quick if you guys...
I'm sorry, what? Oh.
Okay. If you guys want to guess really quick, and we can write back and see. One time when I was a kid, I found a diamond ring in the parking lot of McNichols Arena. Is that...
It used to... That's where the Nuggets used to play. They tore it down to build Ball Arena.
Anyone got a guess?
What was it again?
A diamond ring.
Diamond ring.
I would like a ring.
I would like a ring. I would like a ring.
I would like a diamond ring on my wedding finger.
Anyways... you
don't keep it. If it was a girl, you don't keep it. You know what I mean? Because girls,
we don't know if
it's
a girl or not.
I know.
Worth some money.
It is worth some money.
Or is Aaron's going kept it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't keep it.
No. You would return it?
I would. I was kidding. I really wouldn't keep most of the things.
T-Hack?
I would. How would you return it, though?
In today's world, you just go, I was out in front of
Culver's. In today's world, for sure.
This was when I was a kid.
And McNichols, that's been gone for a while.
Well, I mean, it was there for a while, too. I would go into the McNichols lost and found, but we don't know the answer on this one?
No, I'm going to write back to them saying these are our guesses.
So we'll have the answer.
Okay. What's your guess?
Okay. If I was a kid, I wouldn't know the pawn shop system as well as I do now, so I
would give it back. If you're a kid, you're giving it back.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll find out. That one, let's talk to Chloe.
Hello. Yeah.
Found it, and we'll guess... What happens next?
Oh, and I don't know.
Nice. You don't know? Okay.
I don't know.
Chloe, what'd you find?
When my parents moved into their new house, we were going through it, and they found a Nintendo Switch in the fireplace.
And in the fireplace?
Was it boink?
They had a kid who lived there before, and we think he, like, hid it from his parents, or his parents hid it from him.
Oh.
And
was it in the box?
No, it was out just the Switch. Box. It was just, like, tucked in the griddle of the fireplace.
Okay, I know Aaron would keep it.
No, that's not true.
Because you have one?
Yeah.
But if you didn't have
very valuable to me.
I think it's easy enough to track down who was living in the house before.
So your just moral compass is give it back no matter what.
I struggle with guilt in my life, so
you
I wouldn't
have a
want
name
anymore.
For that one already. Like, you're attached.
Yeah, and I'm not going to use it. I don't know that it's worth that much.
So everybody in here is giving it back. Yeah, I wouldn't use it.
I'd call him.
Chloe, what'd you do?
We kept it.
You kept it.
You dirtbag.
And then, it gets worse. Then we sold it.
Okay.
You could have gotten it.
Facebook Marketplace, baby.
Kids are learning the pawn system earlier than I thought.
Well, our kids weren't old enough to need it. If we'd found it now, we would have been stoked. But our kids were little, so we didn't need it.
Okay.
Screw that other kid.
You're a terrible person, but thank you.
He probably got it taken away. He's probably a bad kid.
Thank you, Chloe. Carrie?
Yeah.
Found it. What'd you find?
I found a cell phone.
A cell phone?
A functioning, good quality, like an iPhone.
A functioning cell phone, iPhone, and it was not like it didn't lock. Like I just swiped up and it opened. And you know what?
Hold on.
Who lives
iPhones
like that?
Are like. I didn't think you could leave it with the security off of it anymore.
Believe it or not, I'm going return.
I think it was older, but it was in pretty good shape.
Don't move. We already know Eric is giving it back because the devil.
I just think that it's not about the devil.
Oh, dude, whatever. He's so stupid.
The devil.
Oh my God! Like, there's There's $100 on the ground, just $100.
Yeah, I'll take
and
it.
And there's no one. You're keeping that?
Yeah. But a cell phone, you can just call mom or dad or.
I've returned at least 7 phones.
Yeah, the most recently texted person. Like,
yeah, I always have the newer phone, so it's not going to be better than mine.
I feel like it'd be easily tracked, too. Yeah. Like, they'd be on me if I tried to keep it. So.
Yeah, all right. What'd you do, Carrie?
That's the only reason I'd give it.
Well, I would have definitely been embarrassed if I were this person receiving the phone back because of the screen saver.
What was it?
It's pretty naughty.
They had their home screen.
So you kept
Did you?
Literally their home screen. It was pretty racy photo. But yes, I found it in a mall, and so took it to the mall office.
You did return it.
Okay.
Just airdrop yourself a couple photos, turn it in. Pretty standard.
Oh my gosh. I do have an update on the ring.
Okay.
My aunt that took me to the game with her son made me give it to her. She gave me $20 later to find out she kept it, and it was worth over $20,000.
Oh my gosh. I'd be livid.
That's a big ring,
She didn't tell the kid until she was older, though. She's like, remember that ring?
She said later found out.
It was
later she told.
What?
Because if it was a big old rock and you could tell, you're like, because I'm going to say this, just what I said, and I'm not speaking ill, but like, we are torn in this room, whether we keep or we don't on certain things. The same, like you go, I don't know if I want to give it back. I'm going to give it to Lost and Found at McNichols. That person then has that exact same dilemma.
Right.
So trying to give it back to them, it's probably not going back to it unless you can find the actual owner.
Right.
You might as well keep it, right?
I don't know.
The devil. The devil's coming to get you. Amy?
Yeah.
What'd you find?
So, little background story. We purchased a house, and we've been here for about a year and a half now.
Okay.
And the previous lady, right, we know their names, had a very nice rug that fit totally our style, and I was needing a rug, to our house.
She left the big expensive rug in the house when she moved out?
Oh, no. We've been in the house for a year and a half, and she had a new rug bought.
Delivered. To our house. Don't go any further. This might be the one where Princess doesn't care about the devil. Because it fits their style, dude.
This has key written all over it.
I also think that you can go, it wasn't delivered.
Yeah, request refund, order again.
But I sent it to my last address. Knock, knock, knock. Hi, where's my rug? Oh, we've been using it for weeks.
Yeah, but like she knocks, you like go around the side door and you don't let her, you can't open the door because she's going to see the rug. I'm keeping that for sure, especially if it fits.
But you have her info.
But it's the wrong info, right? It was the wrong address.
No, but you could connect through your mortgage.
It came to her name. It's at her name on the thing.
Also her name. You could definitely find her.
You know who sold you the house, So you're not keeping it?
I think I would call her.
Oh, hack. I'd keep. That's keep.
Aaron.
I'd probably keep.
Yeah. You don't want to pull the rug out from under her.
Amy, what'd you do?
So we called UPS and said, hey, this is not ours. They did not want to take it back. They said it was the lady's fault. But I happened to have her husband's number, so we texted him and she came the next day and picked it up.
You're a very good person.
You have contact with the people you buy from. Like, sometimes there's mail that you got to get to them.
Were you afraid of,
the devil?
The devil.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Obviously, I talk a lot, and I don't really have a filter. I don't find things embarrassing to talk about. What?
You get weird sometimes.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, anything, and I think all of us in this room.
There are times when you're like. Like, just as a song's ending, you're like, you're like, no, we can't do it. My mom's listening.
Okay, to be fair, true. My mom has also heard way too much.
Yeah.
But I think everyone in this, honestly, she is going to be delighted to meet you guys.
It's going
to
be weird.
Well, she's met us. Never mind. Maybe to hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
That's cute. I'm excited.
I found myself feeling weird about talking yesterday, and it's kind of a problem for my wedding.
Oh.
What, like just talking in general?
Yeah, just talking. No, we had our meeting with our officiant, which is my brother-in-law.
Oh.
And I know you two are still offended that I didn't ask you.
Lil. Mm-hmm. More Hack. Hack wants to be in that space. He wants to like...
I don't know that he wants to officiate.
He does.
Weddings.
He does. Dude, whether he'll admit it right now or not, he does. Like when he got that last minute call to host the 40th birthday or whatever, it's like, man, this is super last minute. And he's just like, yes.
But that's not yes. officiating a wedding.
But
where
it doesn't matter.
Be, like,
he's in this because he wants to come and go, everybody, and he's got some stupid little quip he wants to say. Dude, I'm telling you right now. If you gave him two options, DJ my wedding, three options, DJ my wedding, officiate my wedding, or come, he would take officiate all day long.
You're both so right. Like, Slacker's right, but also Erica's right because I want to be funny. I want to do, yeah. I don't want to be, if I can be funny and officiate, then yeah. You're nailing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get a line off. But if they're like, we're looking for you to just keep it moving and keep it, then
what
I'm
about not. Like a little funny, but mostly a wedding?
I'm gonna
push it. Yeah, I would push it.
There's gonna be a pun in the middle.
Yeah, right.
And you're gonna be like, oh,
right.
Trip walking in. Or something.
Would he do the Willy Wonka thing?
No,
be so
you can't
bad.
Do the Willy Wonka because if you don't land it right,
yeah,
then you're just
dude,
dirty.
He'd be practicing and practicing.
Fell.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so you're talking to your officiant.
Yes, which is my brother-in-law. So he is married to my middle sister. The sister like directly above me in age.
Okay.
And he's asking all these. So we met with him separately. It was like supposed to be 30 minutes with Dane, 30 minutes with me, turned into 50 minutes with Dane, another 50 with me.
Oh, wow.
Because
why wouldn't you meet together?
Because he was trying to build the ceremony and I think have some things.
The other doesn't know
what story is like. Oh. He asked some really fun questions that I'll get to in a moment. But I found myself like, it was like, you know, who was the first to say I love you and what was the story? And I'm like, well, we were laying in bed fully clothed, okay? Because he's like my brother. Like
he knows you've had relations with...
Don't talk about that.
You have, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's list off the positions.
No. You don't want me to tell you how recently, but
did she,
yes.
Did she not say nothing's off limits? Mm-hmm. Let's roll through them. Woof, woof.
You're ridiculous.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Mom, if you're listening, woof woof is a yes.
No, this is good. I can use this when I'm the officiant.
Yeah, he's just working on
it. Are you
backup.
The understudy? Why don't you? Oh my God, he should be the understudy.
Well, I really hope my brother-in-law makes it.
Yeah, but what if we like Tonya Harding him? Like, ding, little lead pipe to the kneecap.
You guys are unreal.
I think you should get some stuff ready.
Okay.
He could always send you the speech and you could work on it. His version. Okay.
Okay, so he gets
wolfing.
The credit.
Okay. All I was going to say is I'm concerned for my vows now. Because this means, obviously, I'm not going to be like, and then we were in bed in my vows. But I hate you so
what?
Much.
You said to stop. I'm not doing it. Okay. Your vows. Sorry.
I'm going to be in front of everyone that Dane and I know and love.
Oh.
And I am finding that perhaps I have a bit of a hard time expressing my like sincere love for him.
So if I'm being completely honest, I was so surprised when you said that you guys are doing like vows in front. I thought you guys were going to do the private vows.
No, boo. Who does that?
Oh, Erica. I like.
Who does private vows? I've always been wondering. Like,
do you
I see
mean
TikToks.
They're just up there, but they're not mic'd? Or do you do private vows
like before? Yeah, they do it like off to the side before. Like
I've seen people be like, and then we had coffee that morning and did our vows before I started getting ready. And I was like, boom, tomato, tomato.
Erica, like I don't get anxiety over things, but I have anxiety for you about this. Because
why?
I think you want to be real and genuine.
Yeah.
But I don't think you want to be that real and genuine in front of that many people.
Exactly.
A lot of people. But it's too bad. We're doing it for sure. I just am like,
Oh, wow.
This is why I need a beta blocker.
You are going to have to take a vial of them.
Right. I don't think that's really recommended.
That's not how they work? Yeah, but you'll just be all like,
I love you.
You need someone to loosen the tension.
Oh,
someone kind of funny. Someone who can like, you know, entertain.
Someone who's not family.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We're not replacing okay. my officiant, okay?
Why is that though? Like you tell us you love Dane all the time,
you know?
But she doesn't have to say why. Like up there, she's going to have to go, the way you make me feel safe. Like, she's going to have to say things.
Right. Picking details from it.
I couldn't do it. And I'm pretty.
You've done it twice.
No, but we never did the second wedding.
You just
was
did
just
the
like,
with this sorry, ring, sorry, Ivy.
The second one, we signed the papers in my living room. Like, we'd each been married. The first marriage didn't count. It was only 9 months.
Well, it still
but
counts.
But that was one was like, do you? And he was like, do you, Vicky? And it was like, whoa, that's not her name.
Yeah, that's not her name. But, one of the things he asked was like, what was a moment of your, or what is a moment of your relationship that felt like a movie? And I was like, that's such a good question. I don't know.
All of it. All of it.
True.
The proposing,
the
that
meeting?
Day, the meeting in an
okay,
airport bar.
Okay, he did
bar.
Say that. That wasn't like, your meeting.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so I'm just hyping myself up a little too much?
Yeah, but it's going to make good people watching that.
Oh, my gosh!
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
I need everyone to just be normal for a minute.
You're asking the wrong people.
I need to talk about a dating scenario. See,
sorry.
You're already doing it. You're all
okay. Sorry.
Chill.
Oh yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. Cool. I'm chill about that.
And this is what I knew you were gonna do. I want to talk about a dating scenario. Mm-hmm. But I'm not doing the thing where it's like, hey, I'm in the adult store, but I'm buying this for my friend's bachelor party. This really isn't about me.
What do men go into the adult store for?
To buy porn. Back in the day, we would go there to buy porn. And then, but
for
you would.
Bachelor parties?
That's what everybody just
that's
said.
The excuse.
Yeah. You're like, hey, man, no, I'm looking for some movies for my friends. And it's like,
we know it's for you.
Honestly, why are you like, shopping for that for your friends?
Right.
Weird.
No, it's for a bachelor party.
So this is
no,
for you.
So we're doing. This is what I'm saying. It 100% is not for me. I promise you it's not for me. I would tell you guys, even if it was off the air, if I had gone on a date.
It's true, you haven't.
Okay. What about that bag from the adult store there? Who's that for?
That's for the bachelor party coming up, man. Oh, it's gosh. A lonely, lonely time. But this is a date scenario that I kind of need everybody's opinion on, but really the girls.
Okay.
Friend of mine... Not me.
Sure.
Named Tracker.
I swear you guys, it's not me.
Okay.
But I will say, I don't know what I would do in this situation.
Okay.
On a date with somebody they've dated for a little while.
Oh, not a first date, not even a third date.
But not like, we're like
not
officially.
Boyfriend or not yet. Girlfriend.
Yeah, I think they kind of are, but just haven't like said the word. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? She does, if... Man, I didn't think this through. I'm just going to have to do it. She does appear to be a couple notches out of his league. Okay.
Nice.
But if you are one of Slacker's friends, take note of who you're
right.
dating.
Well, they know because they told me the story and I'm now telling it on the air. But like,
that's a compliment though. They would
know.
Like that.
I don't know. Would you think it's a compliment? Do you think it's cool that
I hear it all the time? Yeah. It's very. Okay.
You tell him that all the time.
But I'm not doing that so much about her. I'm doing it more to hurt him.
Yeah. That's not
swing
nice.
Miss, buddy. I love it.
Okay. So this is where I need the girls to tell me, but you too as well, Hack. Some dude comes up and is like, whoa. You are stunning.
To the woman while she's sitting with this man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now they're sitting like at a high top at a bar.
Okay.
So like it's a restaurant bar, but like they're at the high top. So, but you're still on a date. There's food.
Yeah.
There's the whole thing.
You're still clearly together.
Yes. At least minimum first date, but you are together.
Okay.
Before I go any further, and there's not a ton more to say, but like, what should he have done? What should, like, because I'm going to say this, if you haven't figured it out yet, this guy gets pretty insistent and may or may not.
Oh.
It's just like, no. I, like, listen, I, whatever. I see that you're here, but like, I just have to tell you. Like, your should he have handled it?
No.
Should she have handled it?
He should not have handled it first. She should have gone, oh, thanks so much. Have a great night. And just sent him on his way. Now, if he's insisting after that, I think it would be okay for the guy to go, hey, man, we're on a date. Like, can we?
I'm going to say versions.
Okay.
Of both of those things happened.
And the guy remained
there? Just...
What a turnoff then. Ew. She's not interested anyway.
But I'm out with you. And sure. I need you to understand I can handle things.
You as the man?
But I don't want to fight this guy. And if I start pushing, we're in a bar type atmosphere. Mm. You know what's going to happen.
I think I'm putting myself, if I was out with Dane, yeah, he'd probably be like, hey, man.
I'm about to drill you.
Or just like, leave her alone. She has no interest in entertaining this.
You and me together and Dane is the guy. Like, Dane's bigger than me. Yeah, I'm not going to go, hey, man, leave her alone. Dane's going to fold me into a little pretzel.
Not Dane, because he's not a fighter, but
a man that size. From appearances sake, he seems very like, ugh.
Was the girl like, letting this man talk to her then?
You've tried to shut it down. This is all I'm at. Like, I am kind of anxious and like my stomach hurts about this whole situation because if this happened to me, I don't know what I would do.
Something like this did happen to me once. I was on a date with a guy, his friend. We went to a bar. His friend joined because we were all going to go to another place. And we were at high top tables as well. There was a single woman who was on the prowl. She was on a mission, didn't care who she went home with, wanted to go home with someone. And she came up to our table and said, you, the guy I was on a date with, and said, are you single?
Shut up.
And we were not official.
Right. It was early. Yeah,
it was early on. So he like for 30 seconds was like, I don't know what to say.
You don't know what to say. You're on a date, bro.
He ended up saying like, no, I'm not. But it was so uncomfortable. And then she left and hit on someone else.
So she took the hint.
Yeah.
Like a hint on one. I'm going to say, I don't know this for a fact, but it is a bar type situation. I think the guy was loaded.
Probably.
He's
probably
insanely confident, loaded or not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a very similar thing happen to me too. When I was DJing and my wife was with me
in the booth
with me. And a guy came up and was trying to get her to go like, let me buy you a drink. And she was like, this is my husband. And I just ignored it because, one, I was working.
Right.
And also, it's like, she's not going. Right. I know she's not going, so I'm not going to fight you. And
she's
I'm not
even going, but that guy is ruining everything, isn't he?
I was hot, for sure.
Yeah.
But I was like, it'll fuse
she's
out.
She's not going to jump out of the booth and go have
but
a drink.
But he's still right. Just like,
it was annoying, yeah.
What's tricky about dinner, it's like, with you guys, at least like the music was loud, right? So he couldn't sit there and talk with her.
Right. Sure.
Whereas if you're at dinner, it's like, we're trying to have dinner.
And
please.
He did a circle back, like he went away for a second and then just kind of,
I would go to a manager and be like, can we remove this man?
But then the guy seems, I know these are antiquated ways of thinking, but I feel like if you don't do something to protect your woman.
No.
I know. So you're saying you don't want that.
So unattractive.
I didn't say fight. You
no,
have to
I
do
would not
something?
Want Dane to put his hands on someone.
Or should I have stepped in and gone, hey, bud, it's my wife.
That's what she said. That back was off. Option two. She said, you know? Step one, the woman says no. Yeah. Option two is, hey, man, she said no.
Because a lot of the times a guy will listen to another guy before he listens to the female.
I disagree in this situation. He is in F or F mode. And the first F is the F word. And the other one is fight.
Yeah, I'm so lost on which F word.
Like, it's...
Okay.
Fighter F, I guess, is the one. Yeah. Like, so you're right, but you can do both. But so it's like, if she's not going to go home with me, I'm going to tune her man up.
Yeah, like I'm on go mode.
Something's
happening.
Then where was like? I know this sounds dumb, but like the staff should be like, you're clearly drunk. You're out of here. Or like leave these people alone.
It just doesn't happen the way you think it does.
But there is something like to, I think what Erica's saying of just being the bigger person and just going, I'm not fighting. I'm not going to even yell at you. Like hey, get him out of here.
Yeah.
Like, this is way beneath me and my date and yes. all this. Like,
that is exactly why I don't like a man who fights.
But you're
saying... In my presence, particularly.
You would not think less of him for literally doing nothing other than going, hey, bud, and then that's it. Like, this guy's just going to keep coming back like a yo-yo.
If he still comes back, maybe then he should have gotten staff right. to, like, assist. He does not have to get physical violence. He doesn't have to do it.
No.
Not going to think any less of him.
I would think higher of, because a man who fights is very embarrassing to me.
Yes. I agree, but I just, as the man sitting there, you're like, I am...
You want to fight.
I know, but then your self-restraint is what is attractive.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, he ran him over with his car in the parking lot.
Okay. Oh, my.
No, he didn't.
That's kind of a loophole.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Erica?
Yeah.
Why are you poo-pooing my dream?
I'm not poo-pooing your dream. I just think that you... Everyone,
I just think that your dream is stupid.
Hold hands with me for a second. I think that you can be a little bit of a sucker for an ad.
No, this is not from an ad. This is not from an ad. Listen to me. Okay.
I'm listening.
My ride's here.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I have something in my eyeball so bad. Just keep going.
Do you think what's in your eye could be karma? You think it could be that? Is that karma?
I think it's actually an eyelash.
Hold on. I'm wondering if, and you don't think eyelashes have to do with karma?
No.
Yeah, they do. Because you can, if you get the eyelash on your finger, you can go and get a wish.
I think it's just that I wear makeup.
Oh. Okay. Here's the thing. I am in the longevity space.
Mm-hmm. You sure are.
You and me. You, like,
I'm going, boop,
boop. So you think I'm stupid for being in the longevity space?
I don't think you're stupid. I think I think you'll do anything.
And do you not think it works to a certain degree?
I don't know, because...
I don't know. You, like, what...
Everyone is scared in this
My
world.
Ride's honking at this point. I really gotta go, guys.
If you think, like, I truly believe in the things I've done to live a healthier life.
I love healthier.
I do more blood work than anybody in this room, probably more than all of you combined.
Probably.
I beg to differ.
Oh, well, true. I mean, you have a constant blood glucose monitor, but do you, and you probably know your A1C and stuff.
And BRCA2 mutation. So yep. I'm literally getting a mammogram next week. And
that's not blood.
No, but I'm just saying there are multiple
appointments
for checkups.
I find out where my D is at, because many of you in this room.
Where did it go?
I don't think it's been used.
I'd be much more concerned than you seem to be.
Look,
this wasn't even about this, but now, because I just said another thing that is going to be at my house.
Yeah.
My brother, Lonnie,
mm-hmm.
I'm going through a sciatic thing, a sciatic nerve. I've got a bulge disc in my back. Right. I don't know how it happened. Probably, if I'm being honest, probably from rucking. Probably
Do you think you did too heavy for too long?
Yeah, I was doing 10 plus miles with 50, which is a lot.
That feels like maybe you could have done like 5 plus with 30.
Yeah, I got into rucking and I was beating the crap out
of
my spine.
A rocket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. I should have done more like 3 or 4 miles with 30, but like hiking, like uphill.
Sure.
But I was doing like big long walks on flatland. Whatever. So I'm going through this stuff and he's like, you need a body pillow. You need a knee pillow.
Sure.
And I'm like, okay.
Pregnant women also need knee pillows.
I think we've had those. Yeah.
It looks like an hourglass. Isn't the big long thing that you hug. Like,
no,
my
I know, but then there's
here.
Like a wedge. I don't even know why I know all this, but.
The knee pillow is going to it's probably going to make me unscrewable. I mean, I won't have it.
You also
You're
lost
already
your
missing
D.
the D.
Yeah.
I'm going to find the D.
Okay.
It's vitamin D, you fools!
God, I'll help you look. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nope, that's a hair.
Okay. We've gone. gone too far.
We have. And it's your fault because I was just talking off air about how I'm getting this pillow. It'll be at my house tonight.
Well, hold on. You didn't call it a knee pillow.
No, no, no.
You
hold on. There's two pillows. There's two pillows.
So my brother
Lonnie told me to get this pillow. And I'm like, great. Amazon has it. It'll be here today. Like between 2 and 6 or whatever. It's going to be sitting in my house. When I get home, I'm like so excited. I'm like, what else should I do, man? My guru? Because his like brother-in-law is a chiropractor and he's like, you need to do this. And he's telling me to double down on chiropractic. And I was getting away from it and going like orthopedic surgery and blah, 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 blah. And he goes, well, you have a buckwheat pillow, right? Look at her face. Dude, you are making me so mad. Do you know about it?
No.
Then what? Then tell me why you're poo-pooing it without knowing it. Like,
because when we've gotten to the point where our pillows are made of the same stuff that, like, I don't know, pancakes can be made out of. I'm worried.
Well, what if it's awesome? What if this is the key to better sleep? He goes, he's like, dude, I know this sounds crazy, but ever since I got a buckwheat pillow, like, I'm going to make it worse and then I'm going to make it better.
You are.
He goes, I've slept so good. Yeah. He's like, sometimes when you lay down on it, it's like, wow, it's really hurting my ear. But if you just put your hand up by it, it like, then the buckwheat kernels, then like you like do this and then they form around your ear. And he's like, then you just go and you're like dead asleep.
So it's a pillow that might hurt you before it helps you.
It hurts when you first lay down. He's like, if you have your nose too far in it, you're like, oh, that's weird. And you just put your hand by your nose and then it like, it's like sleeping on sand. Like it like fills in around your face.
Call sleeping on sand something I aspire for.
I need, okay. 303-222-5423. Buckwheat pillow good, buckwheat pillow bad.
No,
or you can type in whether Erica's good.
Hold on.
Because you're just, like, it's so off-putting that you just think I'm a sucker that will fall for anything. And
you are the one that is more, anything that comes out, anything new, you're like, have you heard about this? Have you heard about this? Sorry, guys, you're going to get the sponsored ads now for this.
Yeah.
And maybe some of those things are awesome and worth it.
Yes.
And that's what I was going to say about the longevity space.
Yes.
Maybe some of it's worth it. But we also don't know how you'd be without it.
I think I'd be 1,000 years old.
Okay, great. Then
I mean, look at the pictures of me as a rock star. Like, I did some terrible things to my body for years. And I'm still sitting here. Right?
True. Yeah.
Hey, you're also not 90.
Yeah, like, but I'm close.
No.
The pillow looks like it's filled with dirt.
Oh, wait, I gotta look it up.
It's filled with buckwheat.
I don't know. Yeah, buckwheat.
I feel like that would just make me sneeze.
Okay. Well, can we agree to this?
Hold on. I genuinely believe you gave the phone number and you said buckwheat good, buckwheat bad.
Yes.
I cannot believe this is a conversation we're having, actually.
Because it wouldn't be if you would just be supportive of me.
I don't think there is a single soul listening
that has a buckwheat pillow
who is using a buckwheat pillow.
You honestly think that?
Okay. I genuinely
think
that.
Then look at me right now. If good wins, you will come on the air and you will apologize to me.
Sure, except we have no way to verify if the people who text in good just don't like me or use a buckwheat pillow.
If you type good, you can also write next to it, I hate Erica, and then we won't count your vote. Oh, look at all the I hate Erica's on there. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Listen, several things are going on in the studio. It's making things awkward, but I'm just going to get it out there. Hack, great. Congratulations. Heard you got Longmont Dairy. You're going to be their endorser.
Oh.
Relax, man.
What?
Relax.
Oh.
He is a milk pimp. He is.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is. But let's just say it. I think he's got us all convinced to jump. Like.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy.
Yes, please.
I'm concerned with the milk we have been consuming thus.
This is what I want. Like, I just had to, like, coffee one is working on my basement, so we're having coffee more often.
Yeah.
So I'm going through milk. So I roll into King Soopers. That's where I get my milk, right? Yeah. Simply organic, whatever. And I grab a thing, and it's like, expires in 2037. And I'm like, that can't be good.
It doesn't feel right.
If it's not expiring.
Right.
What is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
What kind of milk are you getting? Like percentage wise, just whole?
Whole milk. Just oh, whole in the glass milk. Bottle, ice cold in the cooler.
Dude, this isn't a commercial. Relax.
On the doorstep. Oh my God.
It is, but oh my God, I grew up with the glass bottle. It makes me so sad.
60 I've never years, had Slugger.
A, oh my God.
Dude, will you stop? Oh my God.
I've never had a glass bottle of milk. And we don't really, I know. What? I know.
It gets colder. It's something. It's,
it, I bet. God
I bet.
Bless America. He's. I'm going to let you keep doing this, but he's right. It's, and it's so heavy. You're just like, oh, you're, it's heavy when you're pouring it on your cereal or your.
When you do something like, I'm going to have to say their name again, Longmont Dairy. Can you get 2%?
Yes.
Like have that option. I just didn't know how it works. You know, it comes out of the cow and then what?
How do they get less fat?
Yeah. They just strain
no,
it.
No, they, I don't know. Look.
Should go on a trip there and like, and learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll bring Hack.
Okay. Let me ask you two a question.
Okay.
Because I've done it.
No.
You, no, no,
you
no,
will
no.
not milk a cow.
Oh, I would do that. Yeah.
I guess
what did
I
you
would,
think I was going to say?
No, I thought you were asking if I ever
straight
had.
From the source.
Oh,
put your mouth on the udder?
I didn't say on, but you can aim it like a squirt gun.
I would become a mess. I would be open to milking a cow as long as I wasn't in kicking position.
Oh, they do that. But I think I would assume the Longmont Dairy cows are very nice.
Yeah.
Dude, I would assume, for real, now I'm doing it. We're all name dropping.
Right. No, the milk is so good. And to your point, my wife used to have to drink like the lactose-free milk because it would hurt her tummy and stuff. And then we started getting Longmont Dairy and she drinks it. And it's,
shut up. Yeah. That's not a real copy point. That's
no,
just you.
No, that's just me. That's just serious.
For real.
Yeah, we've been using them forever. And we're like, we're never going back because, one, it's not any more expensive. I think it's actually cheaper than like the... Oh, lactose
then the
free.
Stuff that will never
stuff. And then it's like she's just feels way better afterwards. 60 years, Slacker.
Okay, I got it.
I'm concerned. We don't drink milk, right? We don't have kids, and I typically put, Longmont Dairy, almond milk into my coffee if I'm even
Longmont Dairy has
coffee.
A whole milking area for almonds. They like when you go on the tour, they have little almonds, and you just you pull
squeeze
on their little boobs
really
a little
hard
bit.
Don't get in kicking area.
Yeah. Okay, but we don't drink much milk. The other day we were making mac and cheese.
You won't. You don't want almond milk in that. Gross.
No. So we went and bought milk, and the expiration date made me go, ew,
right?
Yeah. It was like July. It was like. July.
I used to move milk around to like reach back and get the one that expired later because you're like, I don't want to. This one expires in like a week.
Yes.
And like you reach back. And I swear to God, it was August. And I was like, dude, this is like, I swear to God, I'm getting nothing from Longmont Dairy. Right. Nobody in this room is yet. I don't think.
Or nor from Big Milk.
It doesn't.
Like,
it just doesn't. What are they doing to it to make it last? That, like when I was a kid, my mom would be like, open it. And within 7 days, that's got to be out of the house.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And that's, I've been transitioning more to like whole food. So like removing the like low fat and stuff if they have extra crap in them. And so now I'm like, well, milk's out too.
No, here's the other thing. I'm going to tell you this. The fat in milk is good fat. You don't have to do 2%.
I know.
You could do Longmont Dairy whole.
I grew up with like skim. And so
gross!
Even I know going to whole feels like a bit of a jump.
All that's going through my head right now is Napoleon Dynamite.
What?
I see you're drinking 1%. Is that because you think you're fat? Well, you're not. You could be drinking whole if you wanted to. Okay. Right.
Yes, she's right.
Here's the, like, I don't know if it's the same. So Tiak, you can tell me if I'm screwing up everything. Back in the day, glass bottle and the top is like foilish? Is it still foil or is it something else?
It's plastic, and so you rip the it has a thing that you pull and then it like pops off. It's got a pop tab.
Because it used to be like foil.
Yeah.
Almost like a yogurt top. Like so it was like the thing and then like whatever, and it's like it was blue if it was skim and it was like gold.
Oh.
And then we would make medals out of them. Like
cute.
We were in the Olympics.
But very adorable.
It was super
How
cute.
How did you reclose it?
After we were done, because when you get done, like you just keep putting that thing on top.
Oh, weird.
This was back in the days before plastic. no, before like reclosable, I swear. It probably wasn't as efficient or as, there were four boys living in our house. Like,
right.
A half a gallon of milk is like.
Gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And like there was no need to reclose.
Yeah, cereal
that.
In the morning is like gone.
Yeah.
But like, and then they would just drop. I mean, we had a huge cooler.
Oh. Yeah.
And my parents, well, actually, to be honest, we didn't even get delivery. because Long Mile Dairy was just right up there on Highway 66. There.
Oh, wow.
Can I give one more killer point for Long Mile Dairy?
Yes, please.
That I believe they're going to probably want to endorse me once they hear this.
Okay. Well, hold on.
Yeah. Okay. Some of you have heard this, but I just needed to be out there. One time we were out of milk and my mom needed to go to get milk, but there was no cars available other than my brother's truck.
Okay.
So she got in my brother's truck, big lifted Chevy truck, blacked out windows. And my brother was a bit of a hoodlum. So we drove to Longmont Dairy, got our milk, driving back. People were trying to cut us off. They're flipping us off because they thought it was my brother.
Oh.
And she reached her breaking point. And she launched one of those glass bottles.
No way.
What?
At the car. And let me tell you, a regular King Supers milk is not going to do the same amount. That glass bottle full of milk.
Full?
What? Yeah, no, she was so mad.
Don't waste
it. She was like... And it just caved the front of the car up. It like left like a crater.
T-Hack, I think your endorsement is safe.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I have a story about a teen just doing what teens do.
Boinking?
Well.
Drinking.
I have a story.
Drinking and boinking.
Of a man just doing what men do.
Oh. Being stupid.
Boinking? Boinking. Drinking.
Wishing he was boinking.
Drinking and boinking.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go! Oh my God, it's the best day ever!
Oh my goodness.
What?
There was a reckless driving call in the Key Largo.
Key Largo? That's
Montego. Baby, why don't we go?
Where's Key Largo?
Key Largo, Florida.
Let's go! Oh my God!
Okay, the reckless driving call came in, and it turned into a very interesting roadside scene.
Okay.
Deputies pulled over the man. He was a 55-year-old man from New York.
Ah, from New York, Dad.
What's
Florida?
What are you doing down there?
Yeah. What are you doing?
He's lost.
And he was driving erratically, and when they caught up to him, they pulled him over and found him outside of his truck.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Fully naked.
Oh.
Except for a hard hat. Dancing to music.
Oh.
So, okay. A nude
like
man
jazz?
In
it's
a
fun
construction.
To stay at the YMCA.
He is a construction guy.
Well, but he's from New York, so whether.
It's fun to stay at the
Whether or not that was his actual hard hat or not, I don't know. When
he didn't find somebody else's hard hat.
I don't know. When they took him into custody, he was trying to smoke marijuana. He was arrested and charged with DUI, resisting arrest.
Yeah,
and drug-related offenses. Nothing about nudity, though.
Yeah. Huh. It's Florida. They overlook some of those.
Yeah, they're
things.
Like, you know what? Like, we've seen enough ding-dong.
It's humid. We all understand.
Not a dry heat.
No, not at all. My story is out of New Jersey.
We're
not New York.
Right. Yeah, there was a...
I'm walking here.
Well, where's the beach?
We're not New York.
Yeah, but it's kind of the same, though. You know,
you have to try our subs.
Yeah. Okay. There was a 17-year-old driver. He was on a provisional license. I'm not sure what that means.
I think that's a permit.
Like a permit? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Well, he was on this permit. He was driving his car, and he ended up driving it through his parents' home. He went through the garage wall. He exited through the sidewalk.
You're not kidding. He went through?
He went through, yeah.
They haven't
covered braking yet in driver's ed.
Oh.
He's all
just
gas.
Go. All yep. Go, no stop.
He
okay.
Exited through the sidewall of the home,
okay.
And he sustained minor injuries before getting out of the car completely naked.
And
doing a little...
Oh. A little dance dance? Or...
Young man. Young man.
Okay.
No, the family was displaced. It's very sad.
Displaced.
Okay.
All right.
Nothing hard about that.
I thought you were going to wrap this up. We should have wrapped it up a few minutes ago.
That man should have wrapped it up. Those are all the stupid people we could find. And one more, anyone? No? Okay. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.